Welcome to the Wealthy Speaker Podcast, the show that offers you tips and strategies to help speakers build the business of their dreams. Now, here's your host, 30-year industry veteran and business coach, Jane Atkinson.
Hey, welcome everyone to the Wealthy Speaker Podcast. I'm your host, Jane Atkinson, and I'm here with our lead coach for the Wealthy Speaker School, Jen McDonough, who is also known as the Iron Jen. We'll get into that shortly. Welcome, Jen.
Thanks for having me, Jane. This is so fun.
Yes, it will be fun. We always have fun together, don't we? Now, our title for today is What Are You Waiting For? And Jen, I thought that you would be the perfect companion for this podcast. You got your nickname, the Iron Jen, because, well, let me just give people a couple of accolades for you. You're in the Minnesota Weightlifting Hall of Fame, which is pretty cool. You have run Ironman triathlons. But this is the one I want you to talk to us about. You left your corporate job to go into speaking. You had the salary, the benefits, the 401k, the whole schlamazel, and you gave that up to take the leap into speaking. Talk a little bit about what that meant to you and your family.
Yeah, well, for our story, we wanted to just simply share our story, and I really didn't know what that looked like. And fast forward, Jane and I met through a mutual friend, and I just said, this is what I dream of. And so we were paying off a ton of debt at the time. We paid off over $212,000 worth of debt and medical expenses in 4 years.
Amazing.
So, yeah, it was so cool. We did it while working full-time, 40 hours a week, 45 hours a week, commuting 2 hours a day, raising 4 kids at the time. We went through a lot of trauma and drama, but along with that, that whole time period is I was able to build this business up on the side and transition into doing this full time. And it took, it took a lot of mindset work in order to do that, but it was an amazing journey. And it's one that I love getting to share, especially with speakers who are making that transition, because there's a lot of fear when you talk about making that big of a transition.
It's huge. And you mentioned to me that you were on one page and your husband was kind of trying to catch up with you mentally. And we have that whole spousal support issue. I want to share something a little bit later about my spouse as well. And he's on board now because it all worked out pretty darn good, didn't it?
Absolutely. You know, for mine, my dream at one point was my awesome husband's nightmare. Like, he was very security driven. And you have to understand too, that I left a totally secure job. Like, if I would have stayed in that job, it was the golden handcuffs it had. It had everything. And, you know, when I got it, 600 people had applied for that position. And I was the one who got it. And most people who looked at our life was like, well, you have it, like you have the corporate job. And I tell you, there were days that I would leave that job thinking, what's wrong with me? Like, why can't I just be satisfied with that? And I would leave with heart palpitations, literally like running out the door. I couldn't breathe. It got pretty bad health-wise towards the end until I made that decision, that drop dead date to go. And, you know, that caused a little bit of stress in our relationship because I was like, this is it, I'm going. Like, yeah, this is the drop dead date. And my husband was like, whoa. Like, we got it pretty nice here.
Yes. And you called it at one point because you were taking a class from me while still at your job, and you would be on the phone in your car with the engine off because you couldn't hear if you turned the heater on and the engine on. So you're freezing in Minnesota cold in the dead of winter, and you're participating. And I saw that you had such a fire and such a passion that you were willing to do whatever it took to move this business forward. And that's really kind of part of the point of this What Are You Waiting For class. Now, let me be sure people know, we are not recommending that everybody quits their jobs. In fact, when you can launch your business on the side of a job, we have a lot of people inside the school that have day jobs, don't we?
Absolutely. It's nice to have that cushion to not put so much stress on yourself.
Yes.
And when you're able to transition, when you're able to do both at the same time. And that's what I did for for quite a while, and it worked. I will say very quickly after I did leave my job, within, I would say, 2 days, my husband said, "I haven't seen you laugh and smile this much in years. Why didn't we do this sooner?"
Oh, and isn't that nice?
Yeah, that meant the world to me. But I had to prove to him that this really did work. And by making that transition, by bringing in money and saying, "See, you know, I'm getting paid, like I'm up to 60, 70% of replacing my income. Like, this is going to work. There's going to be a gap, but yeah, it's seeing is believing."
And then when you had your best month, I'm kind of throwing you under the bus here because I didn't prepare you for this question. So apologies if it's not any of our business. When you had your best month, what was it in conjunction to your old paycheck?
Yeah, so I would say when it hit that 60 to 70% mark, that was when it was like, okay, like we're at 60 to 70%. Like, this is the beginning, like the train is rolling out of the station. And Bob and I had honestly talked about this, Jane, like when we got to this mark, like that was it. That was time to set that freedom date, I called it. And I set it up about 6 months ahead of time. So we were at that 60, 70% mark. And then July 4th was my freedom date. And things were great up until then, until I set that date. And then my husband kind of froze. It was like, oh, for him, that really hit home. And that was that constant proving, like, okay, we're at the 67% mark, like it's coming. But, you know, we're all wired a little different in how we deal with fear and stress. And so it was interesting.
But since you left, Jen, you've had months that have far, far, far exceeded your salary, right? That's what I wanted to hear. Like, what would you say was your best month ever in your business?
Oh, ever. I thought you meant before I left. No. Oh, golly. best month ever was double, maybe triple. I'd have to think about it.
Yeah.
But well over triple.
Yeah.
Best month we're talking about. Yes, absolutely. Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So triple. So that's definitely nice to be able to say, hey, check out this monthly income. We never would have been able to do that. And that's, you talked about the golden handcuffs, is that people can really get lured into this sense of security. And so, but there are lots of reasons why, or lots of things that people wait to do. And, you know, my brother waited to go and live his dream life. And unfortunately, he passed away in year one of starting to live his dream life. Year one, 53 years old. And so that's certainly been for me in my life a reason not to. I feel like waiting is more of a risk than risking.
Yeah.
Waiting. I mean, you know, I'm 56 now, so I'm 3 years past when he passed away, and I really was very, very aware of it. So people will wait to start the business of their dreams. People will wait until the speech is perfect before they give it. People will wait to launch their business. People will wait to unveil their new website. We have a client in our school right now who's just getting ready for launch, but she's been getting ready for a long time. So we're like, 80%, let's go. You know, it's good enough for now. Let's get off the mark. Waiting to pick up the phone, to call a client, to send out an email, to connect with somebody on LinkedIn, waiting to get their virtual office set up. Waiting to write that next book. I had a little lull. I think it was like 5 years in between books, and that was me waiting. But then the timing just kind of felt right. Something about this, I think, would you agree, Jen, that a lot of times we don't take action because we are afraid that these decisions are based in fear?
Yeah, I would definitely say so. For a lot of us, being in fear is out of our comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's, as you were talking about that, Jane, I'm like, oh yeah, that has been so me. And a lot of the things that we see in our speakers coming through, it's always easier to see it in someone else sometimes. So it's easier when you're saying that, it's like, oh yeah, I can see this with, you know, a lot of our clients that have come through. But then when you turn it back and go, oh yeah, I've seen a lot of that in my own, like, you're waiting. And a lot of it, like you said, is due to that fear. Like, what if? And, you know, you talked about even leaving a job Jane, one of the things that I quickly explained to my husband was, is, you know what, I have one client to satisfy at my corporate job. And if that client doesn't like me, I'm out of there. In speaking, I have 100 clients, you know, it's a different thing. So,
and I think investment is often a reason why people wait on things. And I always look at investments based on what would it take for me for this to pay off? So I'll give you an example. I made a decision in the worst time in the history of mankind. No, in the worst time. Like, so it's March 2020, of course, all of the business went away. And you all have heard me talk about this a little bit, that I went into fear, like big time fear. I'm talking to my husband. It was probably the worst week in our marriage where I said, look, babe, I think we might need to get out from under this house. You know, let's just cash out and downsize and it'll be less pressure financially. And we really struggled because neither of us really wanted to leave. And then finally, I came to the conclusion at about the end of that this was a decision based in fear. And decisions based in fear are typically wrong. So I had to remind myself of my own preaching. So the beginning of COVID hits and I think, oh my gosh, my industry's just gone away. But then it takes me a week or two. We've gone through this whole real estate conversation. And then somebody helps me get there. It might have been Chris West, my friend. And I realize people need me now more than ever. And I still have the post-it note sitting in front of my face. People need me now more than ever. And once I realize that, everything changes. And so I'm heading down the road and I'm listening to my mentor, who's Brooke Castillo. And I'm a part of her kind of, it's called self-coaching scholars at the time, $300 a month, that type of thing. And I'm kind of listening to how she's handling this. Okay, I'm taking it in. Well, Brooke offered an opportunity to become certified in her thought process, this thought model, and it was $18,000 US. And so this opportunity comes to me probably like early summertime of 2020, which is not a good time for me to be thinking about spending $18,000 US. But I talk it over with my husband. We've already decided that my whole idea of selling the house was based in fear. And I said, look, I'm thinking about doing this. You know, what do you think? Normally, I would just go ahead and do it. I wouldn't even discuss it with him. But that kind of price point, we agree like over, I don't know, $5,000 or something like that. We talk it over. And he's all on board. I'm like, okay. Yikes, like that's scary. If he would have said, you know, I think you're crazy, then that would have been able to, I would have been able to shut it down. But I had all these reasons for wanting to do it. And this is how I make my decision ultimately. It will just take 1.5 clients that come to me because I've learned this coaching, because I've gotten certified. And it could even be a client that comes to me through this school because now I'm listed in their directory and I'm the only one in there doing speaking work, like business coaching on speaking. And so it'll take 1.5 clients to pay for this whole thing. Okay, I'm in. That's how I kind of reconciled it. And I went through it. I just graduated like a week ago, got my certification. Yay. Such a huge thing to be able to say I'm certified because, Jen, it was hard. That course was damn hard. Like the whole thing, I was actually surprised at how hard it was.
And I just want to point this out too. Jane was writing a book at the time. And we're doing a lot of stuff in the school. Like, it's not like she's just doing this course. Like, yeah. From someone watching from the outside, it's like, whoa, you know, like it was a lot of major things that you've done in the last year.
Yeah, I kind of forgot about that. That's true. But Jen got to see people come through. And I actually have a few clients who are doing from inside of our school who are just doing the mindset coaching with me. And what I realized was not only will I become unstoppable because of this thought work, but I can help other people become unstoppable. And so, Jen, we have someone who is a part of your Acceleration Academy. That's a mastermind that we have within the school that Jen runs. And we have someone who did some side work with me on mindset. Well, let's tell her story. I don't really want to name her name because I haven't asked her, but let's tell her story. So first was she had
started, I think, in October with the Acceleration Academy.
Mm-hmm. And then so at the end of the year, she started to plant seeds. And this business really is a numbers game. You want to plant lots of seeds. And so she started planting all her seeds. And then all of a sudden, she started booking this business. And it was the plan, really, for her to get out and speak to anyone who will listen to be able to start building the business, right?
Absolutely. Actually, she started, we had our session at the end of January, our one-on-one, and she started right around January 1st. Mm. That she just started planting seeds. Like for her, getting off the mark and planting those seeds, like it was a big deal. It's like, okay, let's go now. And it was like, I think it was that moment that she really had to take a deep breath, like, yeah.
And
okay,
so
here we go.
So meanwhile, we're kind of looking at the thought process that's going into this. And she ended up booking, was it 15 speaking engagements for SHRM local chapters, freebies, so that she could get out there and get known. Okay, so 15. So first we've got the mindset going that is like getting her booked. Well, then we start working on getting paid well to be booked. And that's just started to kick in now. And she's starting to see revenue coming in from this. And being able to show somebody how their mind is getting in the way, how their thoughts are getting in the way, and getting them not the results that they want has been just amazing. And so now she's got revenue coming in. And I just absolutely love seeing that.
And I want to stress too, Jane, something. We're only at about the 90-day mark, 100-day mark. Like this is what happened in a pretty short amount of time. Like it's been incredible to watch.
It's been incredible to watch. And it just showed me, whoa, this stuff is pretty powerful. This thought model is really, really powerful because honestly, when you are not getting off the mark to do the things that you need to do, there is oftentimes just some little thought in there in the back of your mind that's thinking, oh, what's the point? You know, they're never going to hire me anyway. They're never going to pay my money. Whatever that negative thought, we all have these tapes that are rattling around in our brain. Did you have any kind of doubts when you first got started, Jen?
People really pay for this? Like Gene, I came from the same similar background as you. Like my parents still don't really understand what I do. They think it's cool that I love it, but you know, sometimes I'll have to remind my kids even. I'm like, you know, people pay for my advice. You know,
like, why are you listening to it, young man?
But getting back to the whole thing, when we talk about fear and stuff, Jane, don't you think, you know, you look at this example that you left in there and I think back at my own life and I think, boy, the times that I'm most fearful, the times that I've been most out of my comfort zone, I guarantee you that on the other side of that fear has been the most growth. And when I look back on it, the most excitement, absolutely. Like it's been the fuel for that success.
And I have to tell you that the feeling in my stomach on the day that I went sign up for the $18,000, it was like this kind of very nervous, almost nauseous, nervous anticipation. But then once I did it, I never looked back. And I'm very future focused anyway. But I just reminded myself, you know, decisions based in fear are typically wrong. This is going to pay for itself. And even if I only take this information and apply it to myself, it will be well spent. So here's one of the things for if there's any listeners, we often have more seasoned listeners who are coming into this podcast, Jen. If there's somebody who wants to let's say, either start the business or level up their business, what are you doing to take action? Pick up some books. I just wrote the book, Scaling Your Speaking Business. If you're brand new to the field, The Wealthy Speaker 2.0 is for the emerging speaker. Take a look at our school. Not only do we have programs for emerging speakers in there, but we have a ton of advanced content. If you're brand new to the field, join Toastmasters. Work on your craft. Get out and speak to people every week. Get off the mark. Find a coach who knows all about the speaking industry. I think it's really helpful to find any coach, but I would say the coach with the cherry on top will be the one that really knows the exact answer to your problems. So here's the thing about waiting until the time is perfect. It's never going to be perfect. The stars are not going to all align and go, oh, this is the moment for you to start down the road on your dream. Just go and start. You know, get that website to 80% and say that's good enough for now. Get the book that you think you don't have enough content for. Put it all down on paper and just see what you've got for yourself. Jen, you did something recently. I don't know. Tell me if this is true. It seemed to me from the outside looking in that when COVID hit, that you were like, yeah, kind of into the virtual, but you weren't like coming at it with the full on Iron Jen enthusiasm. Talk about what you've just done to re-engage in, with your material, and talk about what some of the investments were for you.
Yeah, Jane, you say that so kindly. Seriously, when they came to virtual and embracing it, no, no, and no. Like, I will wait for this whole thing to blow over. I like in person, and that's it. However, I was recently pushed completely out of my comfort zone by getting paid very handsomely for upcoming event. And my thing is I put it out there at a very high rate. I'm like, you want me? This is what it is. Like, let's go for it. And they took it. And I was like, dang it. Like, now I have to do this whole big conference. Like, it's a big deal. And so I've done a ton of virtual works webinars. Like, I'm very familiar with that. I've done, you know, different smaller things, like, but this is as big as being on the stage. Like, it's very good money. And I'm like, God dang it. Now I got to do it. And Gene, I never told you this, but I actually hung on to that deposit check for about 2 weeks.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, if I cash this,
and it's real.
My question is I don't do anything I don't want to do. Like, so I was asking myself, like, do I really want to do those? Does this fit my style? And when I went through the boxes of what I really want, like, I really don't enjoy the travel part of speaking. I love the in-person part. And this fits my lifestyle so well. And it's like, okay, little sugar plum, if that fits your lifestyle, this is what you want. Like, what is it that's holding you back? Like, what are you fearful about? And I thought, well, the technology side, I'm not a real techie person. Like, how do I do that? So I'm like, okay, well, let's invest. Internet. Let me go back. Internet was a big thing. I'm like, I don't have super stable internet. Well, okay, what can I do for that? And so I actually set up a second office. It's over at my mom's house. So I have two offices. She has a completely different internet provider than I have at home. It's much more reliable. I bought second equipment because I'm like, the other thing is why I don't want to be dragging stuff back and forth. Perfect. Mm-hmm. Invest in the equipment. Another one of my fears was making that equipment work. Right now I'm using a teleprompter to be able to do that. I'm like, I don't know how to do that. Well, great. Figure out someone who can. I don't necessarily have to do everything. And so every piece through that my first instinct is, I don't know how to do that, or I don't want to do that, or I'm scared to do it. And every time I ask myself, what's your mission? Like, what do you really want? And what's the one step you can do? That's it. And so it's kind of put that perspective of, you don't have to have it perfect the right time. Yeah. You know, everything doesn't have to be perfect, but it just has to be you know, a little bit farther than it was yesterday. And I'm having a blast with this. Like,
I totally see it on your face. I mean, everything just all of a sudden changed. And now Jen is like embracing virtual. And good for you, Jen.
It's been hysterical. And I'm loving it. Like, it, I can do, I'm doing two sessions this week, later on this week, next week, I'm doing two sessions. Like, I can do multiple sessions in a day with groups or different groups. Like, there's so much freedom to this, and there's so much ways you can, there's so many more opportunities, but it took me getting through that hole of, I just don't want to deal with it. And it came down to fear. Like, I don't know how to do it. Like, how, like, I get it, but it was just doing it.
You know, confusion is an emotion that we can often become indulgent in. And we have to watch out that we don't allow that to take over our lives, because you can end up in some sort of confused loop for a long, long period of time. Now, I know we have a lot of seasoned speakers who are on the line who already have their offices set up, but I just want to inspire you even further. Meredith Elliott Powell, one of my clients, is building an entirely new studio and office for herself because she's leveling it up. We are, you know, maybe we're at the halfway mark. We don't know where we are in terms of this pandemic. So my advice is to continue to embrace. And now I think is the point where we do want to level up. And so if the what are you waiting for you is that you haven't really done everything that you should be doing or want to be doing with regards to your studio, then get off the mark. Find out what the first thing is. Find out what the second thing is. What is a piece of equipment? Who can you get to help you? Because decisions based in fear are typically wrong. And for those final thoughts, for those of you who need a bit of a kick in the pants in terms of picking up the phone to call a prospect or sending out an email, doing whatever that work is that's required in the speaking business to get you booked, I say this to you. If you are unhappy with your level of business, pick up the phone. Send out an email. Connect with someone on LinkedIn. That's all it takes. If you do 10 of those a week, you will be moving your business forward. Not doing them is often steeped in fear. And what's really interesting is when you get past the fear, it's like all of a sudden the sky is the limit. We have a term over here called focused hustle. It's not just hustle for the sake of hustle. It's quality, relationship building, taking the steps that are going to lead you to the right place. Jen, hustle just for the sake of hustle? No. We really want people to take the actions. It is a numbers game. We know that. But I really like the idea of quality over quantity.
Any day. Absolutely any day. It's less exhausting. It's less work. And it just, we're over here at the school always looking for how can you get the best ROI for your time, money, and energies? And that's our focus, is not to have you being this crazy, chaotic, you know, whatever, like just do keep it simple.
Keep it simple. And really the basics are exactly what we're talking about. We had this little ditty at one of our live events, pick up the phone, pick up the phone, pick up the phone. I think it was a ringtone that we got from some old movie, but anyway, it stuck. And really that's the point. That's the whole point of this particular episode. What are you waiting for? Just get off the mark and take that next steps towards building the business of your dreams. Jen McDonough, I want to say thank you so much for participating with me today. Always love having you to banter with. We have a lot of fun doing these, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We're pretty good too. We're pretty good too. We don't rehearse or like.
No. Yeah. Jen said, what are we talking about today? And I told her the title. That's the rehearsal that we do ahead of time. You know, and I was saying to somebody, I just interviewed a marketing expert and I said, look, our brand is authenticity over here. And so if the dog barks or something happens, you know, that's just how we roll. And so anyway, thank you so much for being here with us. If you've enjoyed this episode, hey, let us know. We want to know which ones are sticking out for you. So please be in touch. Send me an email, jane@speakerlauncher.com. I get a lot of really nice comments on the podcast, and I would love to hear things that you'd like to see us improve on or topics that you'd like to see in the future. But if you come to me and you say, well, I'm waiting, but because of something like that, then I just have one message for you. Pick up the phone. Get off the mark. Okay, everybody, thanks for listening, and we'll see you soon, wealthy speakers. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to the Wealthy Speaker Podcast. If you need help building the speaking business of your dreams, head over to wealthyspeakerschool.com and take advantage of our 20-minute next step call. Thanks for listening to the Wealthy Speaker Podcast.